In the halacha, the Gemara is going to conclude that there are three types of halva. Ma'av chaver without edim, ma'av chaver with edim, ma'av chaver v'shtar. Ma'av chaver b'li edim. So you obviously never to separate. He could have said lo adam. That never happened. That's never happened. And so it's a fact. Ma'av chaver b'yedim. So the Gemara has a shaila. The Gemara phrases it in the same way. Tzorcha for b'yedim. Doesn't say nem on lo ma'paraiti. So where things begin with and we'll see. And Mabu Khaver Shtar we say Shtocha Biyoda Maboy. Now we're gonna get into a discussion. To what degree the Malva Velova set the conditions for Nemonis.
Recording in progress.
What did it say?
Recording in progress.
Recording in progress. So. Did it record itself? That could be for one of two reasons. With a major, major nafkamina, which we have halacha l'maaseh all the time. The major nafkamina, that question, it could be, in the case of Das Mischayev, I can say, listen, let's say I decide I want to borrow $1,000 from this gentleman over here. I say, but so-and-so, I'm not going to accept his aid. And even if they say that the payment was made, I'm not going to pay, when, they're not going to be acceptable. Is that part of the Das HaMischayev? So even if I paid, I agreed that when even if they say I paid, it's not going to chayev me anything. It's part of the Das HaMischayev. Or it's a general right a person has to postulate him. Now, obviously, there's no general right to postulate him. Reuven's about to kill Shimon, and he says, I postulate the following people from being Edom. They come into best. He has no right to postulate them from being Edom, obviously. They're there. They can come into best and testify. But the question is, what about the following situation? Just Maisim B'chol Yom. You stand, there's a major problem in Rishonim on the topic of, we have a halacha, Nimsa Echol Karv Man Pasim, that if you have a kat egg that sees something, and one of them turns out to be pulled, so that passes the entire cut. So therefore, Chasna, under the chuppah, the father and the mother, the chos and the kala are standing there, and the grandparents are standing there, and all the relatives that are in the audience, besides that, all the Edom Sheirim, how is it you have Edus, the Kiyum HaDovah? Problem bothered all Rishon. So there are two general mahalchim and rishonim to solve that problem. Because ma'aseh b'chol yom, every chasna, you don't tell all the relatives to stay away. I mean, that doesn't happen. So, the answer is no. Nitzach ha'makor v'posel only applies l'bir adov, not kiyum adov. Okay. Or Chasson says, he tells the Eidin, says, I hereby apostle everyone except Reuven and Shimon. I apostle all the Psulim. Now, what gives him the right to apostle Eidin? Where does such a thing come from? Age is someone who sees it. So, the Rishonim who say that point to our sugya. That every Gitna Kedushin has a Das, Ha'osas Hadova, and the Das Ha'osas Hadova can certainly passel people from being Eidim. Very unique Haloch. That Nemonus, even Nemonus of Eidus, is subject to the Das HaMeschai. It's a general issue that's going to have to come out of our sugya. And the question is, we have to understand Nemonis. Very often, for instance, Nema Bala Mekach, a Mosuk has certain Nemonis that, or an owner has certain amounts about his property. And that can become a negotiable item and a saleable item. What does that mean? These are all the issues that lie in back. Find what is nemonis, what is edus, to what degree is it just an objective fact, to what degree can we set conditions for it. And I said, Ma'isim b'chodom rechasma, we're called Yichud Eidim. That's a general issue at Chasnas. Okay. Now, Dinish Dochad Yodam Aboy. There are three separate Mahalchim to understand what Shtochad Yodam Aboy is. I come with a star. You owe me 10,000 shekels. Say pariety. I said, I got to start. Some say it's a chazaka. What's the chazaka? That if you paid, you'd ask for the star back. Why are you leaving the star? That's literally what the word is. What is your star doing in my hands? Shtocha b'yodim, my boy. What's your star doing in my hands? That's a general issue. That's a chazaka. There's another mahalach that in Chiddush HaGrach Al HaShas, and is so there's a footnote, there's a long arichas in Ol Talmid Reb Chaim about this. Chonim brings in the name of Reb Chaim, Reb Zalman brings in the name of Reb Chaim, Shach brings in Shach of Talmud of a Talmud of a Talmud of Reb Chaim. And the note is Reb Chaim Bodiansky said that it wasn't Reb Chaim's Brisker Rav's. Independent of who came up with this idea, where it came from. The idea is as follows. There are different types of chovos, and each type of a chov has a different requirement, a different din amaras. There's a milvah peh, it's a milvah bishtar. It's halacha. Milvah bishtar, you have to, there's no amaras to say pariety. Milvah peh. There is. Has nothing to do with the existence of a shtar. What they don't bring in the solution of Rav Mashas is what about something that has the din of a milvah b'shtar without the physical shtar? If it's a chazaka, would you leave the shtar in the hand? You need to have had something that has a din of, where we find that, we'll see. The din of a shtar. You need a physical shtar. Why would you leave the shtar? That is, and there are many riots to this. I have many rayas to this, besides the few rayas it says, Tenech Hadusha Gracha Lashas. Now, it's another Mahalach. The one who explicitly says this Mahalach is the Raifid. Question is, how many other Rishonim agreed with this? That the Eidus in the Shtar is Eidus not only the fact that it was a Chiyuv, but the Chiyuv continues until you have a Raya that it stopped. It's not a Raya that you only that you borrowed money, it's a Raya that you owe money. And you need a Raya to say that it stopped. This is a position the Rambam was taking very strong in my Rebbe Zichron Levrocha in Chedusha in Igros Hagrid. The Ravid said, he said it in the Rambam, the Ravid says it black and white, that part of the Eidus of the Shtar, and you have to, here, in order to see this, I have to see something else in it. There's a Rambam there, Hilchos Ishus. The Ravid may be coming off of something else. Gimel Hilchosishus Halacha Tezvah. Kol Osa Shliach L'Kabel HaKadushin Tzorch La'Sosa B'fnei Eidim. A woman like Shliach to accept Kedush on her behalf, that's a Dovah Shebe'erva, and that's to be done in front of it. For Isha Osa Shliach L'Kadosh Lo Isha, the man did it, and it's Tzorch La'Sosa B'Eidim. She'ein mokum le'edim b'shlichos ha'ish elo hodia amitas hadovo. Not edi kiyum, it's edi biru. The difference between edi kiyum and edi biru is as follows. If I borrow 1,000 shekel from somebody with the edim aren't necessarily there to create the chiyuv. They're there to verify the chiyuv. They're edi biru. The kaddish and isha, if I'm a kaddish, say to a woman, hurry up, mekudeshes libet barzuk and as moshe v'yisrael, and there's no one around, she's not mekudesh. Not that we don't know that she's mekudesh. She's not mekudesh. The edim are there with kayim as hadov. That's a halacha. Eidim l'kima dovin every dova shebe'erva. And get a husband will hand to get to his wife. If the Eidim, Eidim in the Shtar, Eidim outside the Shtar, Eidim in the Siva, whatever that may be. It's Eidim l'kima dovin. If I break a window in your house, I owe you money. They were Eidim, they're not Eidim. There's no difference. Every dova shebe'erva requires shnei edim l'kiyum hadova. Now, what is a dova shebe'erva? A man's mekadesh, a woman's dova shebe'erva. A get is dova shebe'erva. What about asiyas hashliach? Rambam has a whole thing here. Hashliach. See, yes, hashliach is on the part of the isha, is a dover shebe'erva, not on the part of the man, the ish. Okay. Where does he come? And the rabbit says, no. Ain't it nidon doma l'raya? Why? Because the Gemara says, if you hand a get to a shliach to give it to the woman, and So you don't need, the Gemara says, Gito mochiach olaf. The fact that he's holding a get proves that he's a shliach l'holacha. Okay, you don't need Aiden. Okay. Says the Rambam. What is that? Yeah, what's a get doing in his hand? It must have been handed to, the Aiden signed a get, must, they had to give it to the husband. And if it's in the hands of a shliach, must have gotten, husband must have given it to the shliach. So that's a chazok of the presumption that the husband is the person who's carrying the get is a shliach olach. So you don't need Adam Lekim Adam. Comes along the right and says, no. Very big difference. True, it begins with a chazokah, but every chazokah that surrounds a shtar becomes part of the edus of the shtar. So if I give a get, hey, I'm a husband who gives a get to a shliach to give to his wife. So, and it's a chazokah, and it's therefore the get, the edus of the get is made not only about the woman being divorced, it's made also that this is a good shliach. Because all the chazokas around the shtar become part of the edus of the shtar. Even something that's not even written in the shtar. The shtar doesn't talk about shlichus. Rambam says no. Certainly in this case, it's only a chazokah. So, it's a chazokah. Apparently, shliach l'halacha does not require shnei yedim l'kimadov. But you see what's happening within the shittas harivet. Harivet says an incredible thing. The moment, a shtar is a very funny piece of paper. Edim write a shtar that Reuven borrowed 10,000 shekel from Shimon. Wonderful. So, once there is such a shtar, what do they do with it? They didn't see the halva. They hand it to Reuven. And when he bought, when Shimon hands him the money, Reuven hands the shtar to Shimon. So what are Edim Mayan on? That's a Mitzchayev. That Reuven said, write a shtar, they'll be in my hands until which time as I borrow. And then, so the Edim don't have to see. But the shtar, what does the shtar talk about? Reuven borrowing money. So when does the shtar begin saying, hey, does the Reuven borrow money? When Reuven hands the shtar over to Shimon. Oh. But then it says, hey, this is about something they never saw. They didn't see the halva. In the morning, he told to Aiden and write a shtar. In the afternoon, there's a transaction and Reuven hands the shtar to Shimon. Once you expand the edus shtar to something they never saw, the rival goes a massive step further. It includes things that are not even discussed at all within the shtar. Not discussed within the shtar. Every chazok that surrounds the shtar, there's an edus in the shtar on that. Okay, so however you look at it, the Rive in Perek Dalit of the Storm in Aloch Ches says a very simple fact that the shtar chabiyodon haboy, there's edus on the non pirayon. Okay, to extend this into the Rambam is a very big step. That's my Rebbe Zichron Levrochem and Igros Hagri tries to do that. So there are three different approaches to Shtrocha B'yada Maboy, this whole sugya. One is that you need, that there's no halacha that you're not believed to say pariti, except there's a chazok against you. The fact that Vodnei Shtar is a chazok. There's an approach in the name of Reb Chaim, maybe the Brisker Rav, that says no. Different types of halvos. It depends what type of halva and type of halva A. There's nemar separati, and B. There's no nemar separati, and C. The Ravid says it. Maybe the Rambam says it. That it's part of the edus of shtar. We're always never to say parati. But a man's holding a shtar, this edus that there was no parati. You take a look at the Lashon HaRambam, Lashon HaBavos, okay? Marvelous Chavera Bifne Aiden, Osha Omele Aiden, Hayu Aiden Shani Chavuze, Mona Oatem Aiden Shani Chavuze, Mona Zuhi and Nikris Milvalpe. A certain category called the Milvalpe. Ainu Tzorch Lefarabi Aiden, and doesn't have to. And part of it, and he has no Hishavis to pay with Aiden, he has no Hishavis to supply the Marvel with Raya. Fiko, and therefore, I'm Tuan Akha, one variety. If he says variety, he takes a hesis and his nift. Al malvas chaveru b'shtar, tzorach l'far obeidim. So according to the shtick of Reb Chaim, they take it very literally. It begins with the type of halva. And if you have to, when you pay, you have to make part of his chayvus of the lova to the malva, is I gave the malva nemonis, and I said, I will pay, when I pay you, I'll make sure I do it with a raya. I just won't drop it into your mailbox 2 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because part of his chayvus was pay with Eidim. Oh, have Eidim. Oh, I'm a Vashalim. Lochova. Okay. The Fikoch. Because of that, says the Rambam, this whole Rambam, take a look at it, he's saying very interesting things. Ha'omer Eidim, heavy will I Eidim, Shani Chayv, let's say, Mona. And Kotz and Eidus and Notz on the Vav. If I just say you're Eidim and the Havot, they don't write a star. Because by writing a star, they can convert a Milva Peh to a Milva Bishtar, and I never authorized the Milva Bishtar. I only authorized the Milva Bishtar. I never gave up my Nemonis. I said, variety. Konami Yodo. Here, the Fianias Daiti is the biggest riot to this piece in the name of the Chai. Let's say I don't owe you money. But I make a ma'asekin to be mechayev myself. So it has the din of a milv b'shtar without a shtar. Ha've'elu kotzim ha'nosten av b'shtar omelam k'sub sh'stam kini l'ksiv omel v'en tzvichim lehimolech bo. So that means the Eidim can register, hand it to the Malva. Why? Because it has a din of a Milva Bishtar. Once it has a din of Milva Bishtar, not never to say pariety, and therefore you can, you don't lose anything by handing a shtar to the Malva. That is, if I read the Rambam very, very superficially on a Mishkal Bish.
Barry,
yes.
This shows that it's not a chazak of.
If it was a chazak about a physical shtar, the Lover never gave a physical shtar to the Malva.
Even though he authorized it by making
a king. He never specifically authorized it. The halacha authorizes it. If I authorize a shtar, it's one thing. If I don't authorize it, the halacha authorizes it, something else. Question is as follows. We have a klal milva haksuva b'torah k'shtarta. Any chizchayvus that the Torah imposes on me it says it's a milva b'shtar. Now the difference between halva milva and milva b'shtar is two tainus b'raiti and collecting from the chosim mishubadim. So what happens if I go a little crazy? I decide I'm going to break all the windows in your house. And I began throwing, I broke all the windows in your house. Okay. So what does the Torah say? I have to pay, right? Milvak Svuv B'Torah. Can you tie in a parite? I didn't authorize anything, right? You didn't authorize anything. So you can collect from the Chosim Rishubad. What about Tainus Parite? It has a din of a Milva B'Shtar. That we'll have to see. It's all part of trying to explore what this halacha is. When you're meant to say Parite, when you're not meant to say Parite. What about something that's the halacha of the Milva B'Shtar without a physical star? Okay. Now, with all this hakdom in mind, those of you who are late, there is a recording of the hakdom. Amar avur amar avasi, amavaz chavir be'edim, tzoruch lefolo be'edim. Okay. Now, that's a funny way of saying it. If I was writing in this memory of Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav Asi, I'd say, Hamal v'schavur v'edim neman v'tom paraiti. Neman to say paraiti. Is he going to pay with edim? If he's intelligent, he'll pay with edim. Just again, he doesn't have to pay with edim. Because he's neman to say paraiti. But the Gemara begins from a different angle. The man knows it's talking for a being, he's not never to say paraiti. So saying, I'm not never to say paraiti. No. He says, since he has to pay with Adam, and then he's not never. Can read the Kamed Yishmo. Omeli Yochel Omelo, paraiti, he'll make plony plony. Ain't a chanamet. He has a chiyuv to pay the Adam. Okay. But then he comes to Bezin. Bezin says, no, with the aid. And he says, oh, I paid him right now in China. I don't know where they are. They're somewhere in China. He did pay. No, he says. It's not. So he says, so what does Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Asi say? According to Shmuel, part of my chiyuv of paying back is to supply edim, but it does not take away from me any nemaras about the chov. I can always nemar to say I paid the edim out in front of edim, the edim out here. It's not. Learn the Mishnah, man le biyadcha. Follow him. I paid you. But, says the Gemara, cave in Tabriadim. What happens? Hodos Baldin Kamadim Dom. What did we see already? When do you apply that? If there was a tree in Bezdin, and you say in Bezdin. Just, okay. Here he asked him in Bezdin, and he answered him Bezdin. So it's Kamehadim done. And therefore, it's a Milval Pet. It says, Pator, two of the Rav Asi. Amloch Rav Asi, Ano, Ki Ami, Hechdim, Ikor, Uzpe, Beyadim. He says, no. I didn't say Malva, Chavero, Stam. I said, Eat, Bishas, Halva. I was marked by the Beyadim. It is an implicit night, pay me back. That's an implicit night. So what is the Gemara saying? It's saying that the Malva has a right to establish Dine Raya about the Halva. There's a Halva. What difference does it make? Because the Gemara explains. Just in the beginning, I lend it to you. He didn't believe him. Well, that means I made sure that he couldn't say Lo Hadam. Okay? So therefore, Laisai. Therefore, he has to pay. He has to pay back. Laisai. But if it's just I didn't do that, it's just a hodos baldin from the person. We never established those rules. You see what the Gemara is saying here. The Malva can establish the rules of Nemonos. Nemonos is not some independent way Bezdin has of proving something. It's a schus. So the Malva has that schus. The Lova has that schus in different situations. The Dasam is chayev. The people who create the Chiyuvim say, we will establish the rules. Now, you may recall, we had Aloha Neman Olay Abba. I accept the Bezdin as a Bezdin, I accept the Eidim as Eidim. Here, I pass away. Rav Yosef Masne Ochi, Om Rav Yudom Rav Asi. Amar was Chaver Rabbi Eidim, Ein Tzorcho for Rabbi Eidim. Om Al Tefreni Ala Be'edim, Tzorcho for Rabbi Eidim. No, Marvel Chaver Rabbi doesn't have to pay. But if he makes that condition, then that condition exists. The whole underlying thing is the Malva is setting up conditions for Nemonas or not Nemonas. Or for payment. It's not okay. I mean, to come to Shmuel, I can say, and the Hanami. You're going to be the same. Now, money will be old, come ahead. Oh, I'll tell you, no, the elders may aid them. No more, come along. To know, lead in Saturday, the Chayim, and they should circle it on the big, to the Shmuel, I'm not Shmuel. Tanoi, I said, it's a machos Tanoi. Tanya be aid him, he'll be sick, he'll be aid him, probably. I loan to you, be aid him, pay me with aid him. Oh, you can't know, you're right, you should know, sir. Rabbi Ram said, oh, man. Okay. Now, this is how the Gemara begins. This is, now, this is a long, first you have to go through the Gemara. This is a short introduction. Go through the Gemara. Pass the two dots, keep just read through the Gemara and Rashi. And till Amen Bez Amen Aleph, Enish Baal Times Chershot Hukan. Just read, just to get a picture of the song, read it through with Rashi. Okay. Now, the Rambam has very, very interesting Rambam. Perek Yudalet. Toras chaver lifaro. Halo, v'ton halo. Shaparishtase. He paid. Omer tzatz, ubal shtar, omer lo parat. There's nothing. Omer lo shalemba. Pay. Tana lo vame yishav ali shalo parat. He told, let's say, he wants to be mahapeche, to do a hipoch shuwe here. Mashpien also, menekitas chayfet, shalo paraklum. Why that shuas for papa? I can always add, I shouldn't have said it's a evil. Shuas for papa. Okay, this chayf. Oh, shalopor, el kach v'kach. Okay. That's one of Ochon Rabba. Rabba says, Perek Tezvov. Ma'avos chavu be'edim, v'omelo. Al tefrein ele be'edim. Now the Rambam throws in another mind-blowing thing. Bein sh'om alo b'shas halvo, bein sh'olomo achashe halvo. It doesn't have to be in the time you create the chiyuv. It can be later on. Wait a second, later on. So what happens? I loan you 10,000 shekel. If I loan you 10,000 shekel, so what do you tell me? And I said, fine. 2 weeks later, I say, no, when you pay me back, you have to pay me back later. You never said so. You never said so. You can't impose conditions on me that were never there. I'm not going to pay you back. I'll do what I want. I never agreed to such a thing. Now the question is, is it that they both agreed? Now, how did they both agree? They discussed it. Was the Kabbalah's king? And what was it? Anyway, I paid you in front of Ploni Vahochlam, then I say, Yam, O Mesa. I say, Neman, Menishma Hesed Menifta. Vachainim Omalom. It says, Train Bifnei Tamari Chacham, pay me in front of a Tamar Chacham. Bifnei Rofim, in front of doctors. Omalom Bifnei and Praticha. Both in the Adem, and yes, I pay in front of two doctors, but they went to Mdinas Yam. Tamar Chacham, went to Mdinas Yam. Nifta Avo. You can only pay me in front of Reuven and Shimon. And he goes and he paid them in front of Levi and Yehuda, two other eight. And these two are no longer around. So then, what does he say? If I pay in front of, let's say I say, don't pay me except in front of five doctors. Right. I paid you in front of two lawyers. There's the two lawyers coming to Beis Din, and then I don't have to rely on anybody's nemonas. That's up. But if he says, no, I paid you in front of two lawyers, and they're no longer around, you're not nemon. Because of this taina, it's not levam alal to friend of bifnei plot ruven shem shem omdim imo kadeshia yitchol some levam bifnei achem. Okay. This unfortunately people came a little late. I woke up early this morning. I could have come at 10:02, and had an extra amount of sleep. But okay. This is the introduction to the sugya, and Meretz Hashem Bli Neder. On Sunday, I will assume by the time we can, that we can go into the sugya in a more complete way.